does Rav really hold Tanai Kayim? That you make a Tanai against what the Torah says, that Tanai is good? For Yitma, we learned like this. If somebody says to his friend, I don't want the din of Aino of Al Tainu to apply to our sale. In other words, midiraisa the dalocha, when you sell something, you're not allowed to gyp the person. You're not allowed to charge him more than a sixth of its price. You can't gain a sixth. The dalocha is, if you charge exactly a sixth more, the sale is chal, but you're over the lav of Al Tainu. If you charge more than a sixth, then the sale is bottle. The person has a right to say, nothing doing, I don't want this sale. So what about if I sell something to you and I tell you clearly, you should know, this pen is really worth 50 cents, but I'm going to charge you now $10 for it, and I don't want the din or not to apply. So what's the halacha? Rav amar yesh li olav eino. Rav says, nothing doing, the Tanai can't help you. You be master mashkos of atorah. There's still hilchos eino here. The person wants to retract and says that I don't want this sale to go through, you charge me too much, he has a right to. Shmuel says, no, since you made a Tanai, you made a condition, and it's the din in mamnis, the Tanai is chal, so therefore the sale goes through, there's no din or no here. But like a kopon, we see Rav is the one that says that midiraisa, you cannot make a Tanai. Since so, what did Rav mean to say, lachagreb shumma gamlio, v'loi mitamei? If this is the reasoning, it's exactly the same reasoning that Rav Shumma gamlio said. That the halacha is a husband cannot make a condition against the Yerusha Sabal, because since it's midiraisa, you can't be master mashkasa batera. So why did Rav say, like, not mitanei? So Mor says, Elo the pshat is like this. Elo halacha gashimma megamliel diyama master mashkasa batera tonight bottle. That's like a true. But v'loi mitanei, not from his reasoning. Dilu v'shimma gamliel sava meso yirashenu. If she dies, true, the husband yashins his wife. But Varav saw, Varav holds though, Mesa, when she dies, lo yirishenu, he does not yashin his wife. That's what Rav holds. He does not yashin his wife. Why? Could be sort of just the opposite. Because since it's only in the Rabbonin's talk, he couldn't make a tonight to go against what the Rabbonin said. So therefore, this tonight does help. For the Gemara, but that can be pshat in Rav. For the Gemara is so high, mi taimei v'loy kilchasu. That's the same reasoning, but a different halacha. And Rav said no, just the opposite. Rav said the halacha is like a Shimon Gamliel, but for different reasoning. So this can't be pshat in Rav. El the pshat is like this: halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel, the Yoma that he says he may saw Yerushenu. True, even though the husband made a condition, he does not want to yashin his wife when she dies. Still, when she dies, he yashins his wife. That's from Shimon Gamliel's halacha, and Rav agrees to that. But for lav mitamei, not for his reasoning. Di'ilu Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, because Reb Shimon ben Gamliel himself holds sava b'diraisa tanai botel. That in a diraisa dik halacha like Yerusha sabah, which is a diraisa to tanai is botel. You can't make a tanai against what the Torah says. Therefore, when your wife dies, you yashin her. But if it would have only been a din in the Rabbonin, Tanai Kayim, then you could make it tonight to go against what the Rabbonin says. For Rav Sov, but Rav holds, Afilu b'Rabbonin tonight bottom. Even in the Rabbonin de Kolocha, the Tanai is also bottle. Maybe that's what Rav meant to say. For the Gemara, that again doesn't make any sense. Ha'kitamei u'kilchasei hu. No, Rav is agreeing 100% from Shimon Gamliel. He's saying, Mamish the same halacha with the same time. And Varav Moisavu, Rav is only adding a little bit more. Rav is only adding that not only because Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa, but even if it would have been with the Rabbonin, it would also be the same halacha. That in the Rabbonin's also you can't be master Mashkos of Atara. But it's not called Vlav Mitaimei. He agrees to the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So that can't be pshat in what Rav meant to say. So Mora says like this, Elo halacha of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. True. The Yoma that he says in Mesi Yerushenu, if the person's wife dies, the husband has a right to yashin her. For lav mitamei, but not for his reasoning. The Yilu Roshimun Ben Gamliel Sover, I tell you, Yerusha Sabal Diraisa. He holds the posik says, V'yorash Oisa, that's midiraisa, her husband yashins his wife. For Chol Hamasna, Mashikosa Batera, Tanai Botel. That's the klal. Whenever you're making a Tanai to go against what the Torah says, the Tanai Tak is Botel. But I tell you, Varav Sov, Rav holds Yerushas Habald Rabbonin. Rav holds no. Yerusha Sabal Zoni Midrabonin. Vichachome Mosu Chizuk Ledivrayim Kishal Torah. And the Rabbonin made a Chizuk in their dinim like the Torah. In other words, just like Midi Raisa. Rav also holds that Yemasta Mashkosa Batera Tanai is bottle. But just that he says Lav Mi Taimei is not for the same reasoning. Because Rav Shimon Megalmil holds that Yerusha Sabal is Midi Raisa. That's the reason why you can't make a Tanai against it. Rav says that's not the reason why you can't make a Tanai against the Yerusha Sabal. Because it's only Midi Rabbonin. So what's the reason why you can't make a Tanai not to Yashin your wife? It's because Midi Rabbonin also they made a chizik like a din Torah. For the Gemara now, is this true of a Rav Sabah? Does Rav really hold Yerusha Sabah the Rabbonin? Does Rav really hold that that's when you Yashin your wife? It's only Midi Rabbonin. For your Tanan, we learned like this. Reb Yechne Mebruku Eimer, Ha Yerush Es Ishto, if somebody Yashin his wife, Talochru is Yachslof Nei Mishpocha. Rashi says, when it comes Yovel, you have to give back the property that you yashin from your wife, you have to give it back to her family. But v'yinakala min adamim, you let her charge the family for money, but take off some money, v'yinakala, give it a little bit cheaper to them, give the property back to them a little bit cheaper. Now, v'vinubo, we have a kasha on this. What's going on here? Mike Sava. What does Reb Yechlin and Bruka hold? Mike Sava. Ike Sava, if he holds. Yerusha Sabal di Yeraisa, that a husband yashins his wife mid Yeraisa. So if so, even by Yovel, Amay Yachzer. Why does he have to give it back when it comes Yovel? The locher is what you yashin from your father, or your Yerusha mid Yeraisa, there's no din Yovel, you don't have to give it back when Yovel comes. V the Rabbon, if it's only the Rabbon de Kalocha, so Dom Amay Avidatayu, why do you get back money altogether for it? Mid Rabbon of Aistoy, the locher is you only have it until Yovel. When it comes Yovel, you have to give it back to a family. So why do they have to pay you altogether for? That's the kasha now in Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka. So Gemara says, V'yama Rav, Rav explained Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka like this, V'yama Rav, L'yoy lom k'sav Yerusha Sabah v'yiraisa. Really, Rav, really Rabbi Yechonim holds that a husband yashins his wife mid-yiraisa. So then really the husband should keep the property even after Yovel. Who could go in, what's the case talking about over here? Shoherishtoi ishtoi beisakvaros. That your wife inherited from her father the Beis HaKvaros, and when she dies, she gives it over to her husband. That the husband has now the Yerusha on the Beis HaKvaros, where she is supposed to be buried, and where her family was supposed to be buried. So we say, it's not nice that their Mishpacha wants to be buried altogether. So since their Mishpacha was buried already in this Beis HaKvaros, we say it's only right now that the husband should sell it back to them. So Amar Rabbanan said, Lishko Demei, take money for it, but for Leheder, it's only right to give it back to them. So then the question is, if really it's yours, so you should have a right to charge the exact amount of money? Or Ma Yenakalem and Adam, and what do you mean you take off from the money? Why should you give it any cheaper? So Gemara says, what it means to say is, Demei Kev Rishtoi, you're taken off from the Kever, you're taken off from the money of your wife. That's how much the Kfura, the plaque of your wife, cost. Because that much is the chiv upon the husband to bury her. So the husband himself has to pay for the place where to bury his wife. So that much you can't charge the mishpacha. For the plaque, the place where you buried your wife, that's upon the chiv, that's the chiv upon the husband to bury her. So for that he can't charge money. But for the rest of the basic chorus, he has a right to charge money. Kedetanya, like we learned, ha-moiche kivra, if somebody sold a basic chorus to somebody else, or else his place to be buried. For Derek Kivra, the route to get there, Mamodoy, the place where they stand by their spadim, or Mokum Espedo, the place where they make their spadim. So Locher is Boyim Bnei Mishpachos, his family has a right to come. For Kivra Noisei Bakorchoy, and they have a right to bury him in that place that the Nifta sold by force. Why Mishum Pekam Mishpacha? There's such a Shvara as Mishpam Mishpacha. Since the rest of the Mishpacha was buried there, and they want the whole family to be buried in one place, so even though one person, when he was alive, sold away his place in the basic court to somebody else, when the person dies, we go back korcha and take away that place. We take a place back, and then echlami, we pay back the money to the person. Rakoponim, you see such a yisoid, that even though you really, he sold his place in the basic court, but midrabanan, though, there's a svar for gamishpacha to get it back. So that's a svar here also, even though Yerusha Sabal is midiraisa, and midiraisa, the husband has a right to hold on to this basic court. With the Rabbanon, though, we say, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, you're supposed to sell it back to a Mishpacha. Rakopon Makashan Rav is, before we saying Rav holds Yerusha Sabalazoni Midi Rabbanon. And over here we say, no, that Rav holds Yerusha Sabalazoni Midi Raisa. So Gemara answers Pasha, I'll tell you, Rav, Litaim made Rav Yechlin Mabruka Kramar. For Leilois Zerulei, Rav over here was only explaining what does Rav Yechlin Mabruka himself hold. That Rav Yechlin Mabruka himself holds Yerusha Sabala's Midiraisa. But then Echnami, Rav himself could hold that Yerusha Sabala's only Midirabonin. So therefore, that's what it's good. What Rav said before, Halachas Kabshimah Ben Gamliel, but Vulei Mitaimei. His time is because Master Mashkos of a terrorist tonight bottle. My reasoning is, no, it's only Midirabonin Yerusha Sabal. But even though it's only Midirabonin, still there's a Svara, Rabbonin made a Takono, Kiein, or the Yeraisa. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, up to the Mishnah end of Pedal or Omer Aleph. Yeah. The Mishnah says, Mishemes, somebody died, Veheniach Isha Ubal Choiv Veyorshin. When he died, he left over a wife, an Amona, so she has a right to what to collect the Ksuba. So, question, who's going to get the property of this person that died? So, first there's the Isha, the wife, she says she wants to collect the Ksuba. Then there's Ubal Choiv. There's a person that the father borrowed money from, and he has to pay him back. The Baal Choy, like the Malva, comes and says, now listen, your father borrowed $1,000 from me. I want to collect my $1,000. V'yorshin, and there are also kids. There are kids there that yarshin. So Shiloh, who gets the money, the question is now. Who gets the father's money? V'yorshin. So kids, our father died. He left over kids. He left over a wife. And he also left over a Baal Choy. Yes, now the Shiloh case is, V'hoyoloi pikodoin, oi milva biyadacherim. This person that was maced, this Reuven that died, had a pikodin. That means he let somebody watch something of his. Let's say he gave away his watch. He had a very expensive watch, that somebody was watching it for him. Oi milva. Or else he also lent the money to somebody else. That somebody owed him the money. Oi milva biyadacherim. Somebody else's holdback has money for him. So now, Rabbi Tafan, Rabbi Tafan says, Yenosnu Lukaisho Shubhen. So the question is now, this Bala Pikodin, the one that's holding the watch, or whatever it is that is holding of the mace, or else this Malva, or Milva Biyadacherim, really it's the Loiva, this person that borrowed the money from this mace, and now he has to pay it back. So the question is, to which one of these three people should he give his money? You know, he can't give, the guy died, he can't give it back to him. So there's three people you can think of giving it to. Either give it to his wife, because she has a right to collect the ksuba, or else give it to his kids, because they yarshin all his nechosim, or else give it to the Baal Chayv, give it to this person that lent him money, because the mace owes him money. So you want to pay up his chayv, give it to him. So the question, to which one of these three people now do we tell this Baal HaPikodin, or the Malva, the Loiva, to pay the money to? Give it to the worst one off. The one that's worse off. The lower one, give it to him. We'll see in the Gemara exactly who that is. That's called Lekosho Shavem, like the one that needs it, the one that needs it the most. Rabbi Akiva says, no, ain merachmin badin. You can't have rachmanas badin. It's a din Torah here. That who it has a right to get the maces nechosim? Like somebody is holding the pikodin of the mace, or somebody owes money to this person. So the question is now, who has the right to get that money? So you have to go basar adin. Rabbi Akiva says the din is ela yinosno liyorshin. The loch is the yorshim, his kids. They are the ones that yarshin, that collect this pikodin, and they are the ones that collect the milva. They get the money, the yorshim, not to the wife and not to the Baal Chayv, but the money has to go to the yorshim. Why? Shekulon tzurichin shvua. Otherwise, a Baal Chayv, when they want to collect the money from Yorshim, they have to swear first. The same thing in Isha. When an Isha wants to collect the ksuba from the Yorshim, from the Yisraimim, she has to swear first. But v'eina Yorshim tzurichin shvua. But Allah is, when a father dies and the kids take over the Yerusha, you don't have to swear. There's no reason to swear there. Everybody knows these are the kids, and they know the Yerusha goes to the kids. So since the kids don't have to swear, it's a svara dera muchzik. We see everything that belonged to the father in the hands of the kids. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says the money and the pikodin go back to the kids. Now it's a question, could they get it or not? So that's totally if Yod Metaltlim is Meshubat for Ksuba or not. Or is Metaltlim of the Yasmi Meshubat for Baal Chayv? We Yod Metaltlim is not Meshubat, so they can't collect it. The Ba'achoyd only has the right to collect from the karka that the father left over. But here it's a pekodin, it's money, it's not karka, so when he's metaltlim, the Ba'achoyd can't collect. So therefore we give it to the Yorshim, and they take it, they keep it. Yeah. What about niyach peiros tolushin min hakarka? Let's say when the father died, he left over fruits that were cut off the ground already. He had an orchard, and the apples or the oranges fell off the tree already. That says peiros tolushin min hakarka. They're detached from the ground. And again, these three people want to come and take it. The wife wants to come and take it, says, listen, he owes me a ksuba. I'm taking it for my ksuba. The Baal Chayv says, listen, I lent him $1,000, he has to pay it back to me. I want to take these apples for my pay. And the Yarshim come, the kids come and say, listen, we Yarshim, my father, we're going to take it. So the Mishnah says, the Locher is, kol ha-kodim ben zocher ben. Whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. Whoever gets it, zoch se'isha, so whoever, that's what Tanna Kamma holds. Whoever grabs it, has a right to keep it. Now, what's going to be if Zoch Se'isha Yoyse Miksubasa? Let's say the Isha grabbed more apples than she deserves for a ksuba. Or else, Baal Choyv Yoyse Rachoyvoy. Let's say the Baal Choyv, the Malva, grabbed the money. And he grabbed more than the actual Choyv was. He only lent the person $1,000. And he grabbed $2,000 worth. So, Hamoysa, what do we do with the leftover money? So Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, the locher is, yinosnu l'koshel shaven. Again, we give it to the one that's worst off. We'll see it's the machlokes, whether it means the Isha, or whether it means the Baal Chayv. But I call upon him, let's say the Isha chapped the money, so what would she do with the leftover money? Rabbi Tarfon says, she gives it l'koshel shaven, the one that needs it the most. That's Rabbi Tarfon treat, again, l'shitosei, the way I learned before, that the Yorshim are not called the muchsak of this money, but rather, whoever deserves it more, he gets it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, nothing doing. Again, Rabbi Akiva says, ein merach min badin. You can't have rachmanis mercy. Vitzar adin, there's a din Torah here. Who owns this money? Ella, what should we do with the leftover money? And really, the Gemara explains that it's not only the leftover money. Rabbi Akiva held that they have no right to be toughest to grab it in the first place. Like all the money goes to the Yorshim. So Gemara explains that the Kiva is only saying, Lediver Rebbe Tarfin, according to you, Rebbe Tarfin, that you all, they could chop it, but even after they chop it, the extra money, Rebbe Kiva says, Eli Yenosno Liyorshin. The extra money of Ada has to go back to his kids, to the Mesa's kids, to the Yorshim. Why? The same Svara. Shekulom Tzrichim Shvua. For the wife to collect the money from the Yorshim, she has to swear first that she didn't collect Tuxuba when the husband was alive. And the Baal Chayv has to swear that he didn't collect his money when the father was alive. The kids, when they yashin their father, they don't have to swear first. That's a din Torah. The kids yashin the father. So since they're chuz, they have a right to get it even without swearing. So like as soon as the father dies, we automatically see the money by the kids and the kids reshus. Therefore, it's the kids' money. And if they want to come and take it away, that's the halacha. Can you take money away from Yisraimim? That we hold that metaltlim, things, the utensils that are movable, is not meshubid. You can't collect from Yisraimim metaltlim. Therefore, the Baal Chayv doesn't collect from these things. That's the machlokes from Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Does the money go directly to the Yorshim? Or does the Tarfon says no, Yinostu l'koshu shevem, the one that needs it more. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Now the Gemara says, Lo mali lemisni milve, lo mali lemisni pikadin. But the Mishnah starts off, a person that died, and he had a pikadin, that means one of his utensils somebody else was holding for him, or else a milva, or else he lent the money to somebody else, and that person owes him the money back. So the question is, why do we have to have these two cases? That he gave a utensil to somebody to watch for him, or else he gave money to somebody. It's the same halacha. What's the chiddush in the two cases? Lomali lemisni milve, lomali lemisni pikadin. So Gemara says, yes, tzricha, yes, we need both cases. Di tana milve, if the Mishnah would only say the chiddush by a milve, when he gave away money to somebody to use, I would tell you, behokam, Rebbe Tarfin. Over here, Rebbe Tarfin says that we don't give it to the Yorshim, but rather to the one that needs it more, mishum de milve loitzon nitno. Because when the father gave the money to that person to use it, he has a right to use and spend the money. So we never consider like the money is here. we never look as if the money is in the hands of the father. So that's why it's in the hands of this other person. So now if the Baal Chayv wants to get it, we let him get it. It's not called you're taking it away from the Yorshim, because it's Loitzon Nitno, means the person that received the money has the right to use it. It's not around. It's not called that money is here. Avo Pikodin, but in the case where the father gave an object, let's say his watch, whatever it is, for somebody else to watch, the ECBA, now that watch is always around. It's the father's watch. Same with him, maybe I would think to say that when the father dies, maybe Rabbi Tafan agrees to Rabbi Kiva that right away we look as if that object belongs to the Yorshim. That since the object is around, and whose is it? It belongs to the father. So as soon as the father dies, I would say the kid should yashin it. So maybe Rabbi Tafan agrees to Rabbi Kiva that the kid should take it over. His Kamash Malano, that even by a Pikodin, still Rabbi Tafan says the Baal Chayiv has a right to take it, or else the Isha will soon see. We Tarnahov, it only would have said the case of a Milva, I would have thought, of a Pikodin, I would have thought to say, but I'll come Rabbi Kiva. When does Rabbi Kiva say it belongs to the Yoshim only by a Pikodin, where the object is right here? So we look as if it belongs to the father, as if it belongs to the kids. That's why the kids get it first. But in the case where the father lent the money to somebody, and when that person receives the money, it's not cool, he holds on to the money. When you get the money, you use it, you invest it, whatever you do with it. It's not cool, the money is around anymore. Same in Moedlele, Rabbi Tafrin. Maybe in such a case, by money, Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Tafrin to say that we don't look as if it belongs to the kids yet, but maybe the Isha has a right to get it, or maybe the Baal Chayv has a right to get it. Tzricha. That's why I need these two cases to teach us. In both cases, both by a Milva and by a Pekodin, Rabbi Tafrin says his Svara goes to the Baal Chayv, to the Isha, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, his Svara goes straight to the kids. Now the more explains, my lekoshel, what does Rabbi Tafrin mean to say that this Pekodin or the Milva, we don't give it to the Yorshim, but we give it to the person that's more needy? That's lekoshel. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, lekoshel shebaraya. The one that has the least proof. So Rashi says, leraya means a shtar. The one that the shtar is written last. Because the halacha is, once you write up the shtar, you have a right to collect from Mishubadim. Any property that he owned from that time on, you have a right to collect from. Even if he sells it, you still collect it. But the one, the shtar that's written the last, you could only collect from the property owned from that time onwards. So you have like the least amount to collect from. So like we have Rachmanis on you, and we let you collect first. That's called Lekoshel Shebaraya. Rashi says, Lemisha Shtaroi Mucher, the one that shtar was written last. Shelo Yochel Litra of Lekuchai Sakoidim Loi, he can't collect from the property that was sold before the date of his shtar. So he has the least property to collect from, therefore he has the right to get it. Whether it's the Baal Chayv, whether it's the Ksubis Isha, whichever one was written last, that's called they're the more needy, they have a right to collect. Rabbi Yechonon Amar L'Ksubis Isha. Rabbi Yechonon says no. Rabbi Tafra means to say that the wife has a right to collect the Ksubis, she gets it first. The wife is called the Koshel. And what's the reasons? Rashi says, Shein Darka L'Achzerach Anichse Yameis. Because it's not a derech of a lady to go look around for property. Either she gets it or she doesn't get it. She doesn't go looking around for the property. Therefore, she's more needy. We say the money should go to her. And what's the reason we care about the lady so much? Mishum chino. We want ladies like to find grace in the eyes of the husbands. So Rashi says, Sheyimtzu ha'anoshim chein bi'enei hanoshim. We want the men to look nice in the eyes of the lady. And then the ladies will agree to get married to them. That they're not afraid that maybe they won't get the ksuba. We have before svara. A lady will only get married if she knows for sure that if something goes wrong, he dies or he gives her a get, she'll collect the ksuba. If she has doubts or she'll be able to collect the ksuba or not, sometimes she won't want to get married. So therefore we want to make sure that the isha is going to collect the ksuba. So she's the worst one off. We want to make sure they'll get married. Therefore, we make sure she's the one that collects first. So in the case here where the husband died, and he left over a pikodin, or a milva biyad acherim, so the isha, the wife, she's the first one to come to collect for her ksuba from this money. Mishum chinah. In order that the ladies will want to get married. So now the Mor says, Ketanoi. This machloikis, it's Pshani Abtafel, it's Machloikis Tanoim also.
that Reb Binyamin says, L'Kaishel Shebaraya, what's called for the worst one off, the one that has the worst proof, his shtar was written last. Since it was written last, he could only collect from the last property that he owned. V'hu kosher, and that's a good pshat. That's what Reb Binyamin says. Reb Elezer Weimer, L'Ksuba Sishino, the one to collect this money, the Pikodin or the Milva, is the Isha, to collect it for her Ksuba. And what's the reason? Mishum Chena. We wanted that the ladies should find the men gracious in their eyes, that they should want to get married to the men. So that if they know that for sure they'll collect the Ksuba, then they'll be Nicha, be easier to marry them. Yes, that's the first machlokes in the Mishnah. Who gets this milvo, the pikadin? Is it the swalak of Tafin says the one that needs it more? Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't have rachmanis bedin. The locher is the yorshim have a source to get it right away. Then the Mishnah says, what about teniach peiris hatlushim? Let's say the father left over fruits that are cut off the ground. He had an orchard, and there were apples on the floor. The shal now, who gets these apples? So Tanakam has said, Poshta, that's Rabbi Tafin Svara, that whoever grabs it first, they have a right to keep it. And the Kiva says no, that the money that whoever grabbed, if they grab more than they deserve, the leftover money they have to give back to the Yorshim. So this the Gemara asks the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Kiva only argue and say the leftover money? Like let's say the lady grabbed more money than she needed for a ksuba. So he says the leftover money goes to the Yoshim. According to Rabbi Kiva, Kula Namid Yoshim Evi. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Isha has no right to collect it. This money goes directly to the Yoshim, and Metalklim the Yastmi are not Meshubit for the car for the ksuba. So why does the Isha have a right to get anything? Sumara says, true, Enochanam, it's taka true what you're saying. The Ayadi Diyomer Rabbi Tafin, but since Rabbi Tafin started off, and his Shitu is no, they do have a right to grab it. And he said, the locher of the Meiser also goes to the Kaishel Shubhem, is Tanu Iyonami Meiser. Therefore, when Rabbi Kiva wanted to argue back, he also used the same terms as Rabbi Tafin is using. And he says, the Meiser does not go to the Kaishel Shubhem, but rather it goes to the Yorshim. But Enochanami, according to Rabbi Kiva, all the money, not only the Meiser, the extra money, but any Paris, any Metalpum that's left over, anything that belonged to the father, the loch according to Rabbi Kiva is, it goes to the kids. The kids, the Yashin, they have a schus, they get it without a Shibua, therefore it goes straight to them. And that's the loch like Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara is the Kasha.